This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Bet a riddle of gold against your soul. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm JPC.
I'm Aaron Keefe.
Aaron, do you know what song that reference is from?
Why not ask JPC too? Put me on the spot?
I assume JPC's country fried.
Oh, yeah. I'm country fried.
What's the song?
Devil Went Down to Georgia.
I don't want to do this. It's something like that.
I was going to say, my intro was going to be, "Welcome to the Riddy, we got Pussy Games."
That one's good too.
Thank you.
Which one's better?
I like them both equally.
Pretty good. Welcome to another episode of Hey Riddle Riddle.
This is another episode.
It's just another episode.
What number is this? 40?
Yeah, this one we're recording out of order. This is 40.
Well, this is 32, but it's produced by Judd Apatow, so yeah. This is 40.
Yeah, that makes
Does
sense.
That make sense?
Mm-hmm. We should say that Judd Apatow is guest directing this episode.
Yeah.
Riddle, so riddle. It's mostly improv.
Mm-hmm. How's everybody doing?
Okay, we can talk about this.
Oh, JPC, I had a thought today.
Oh, really? That must have been the first time for
everything.
You're
not getting the insult out quick enough.
Yeah, nice thing. I had a thought today. Uh-huh. What is your mother's last name?
Stewart.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, why did I think you're...
I don't know.
How
would I know what
I
your fucking thoughts are?
Your birth name started with a B.
Pittman.
It's a P.
Pittman's a B.
I guess I'm a very good friend.
Yes. But that's not my mom's name. It's my dad's name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thought today was that because we all know that JPC changed his name to KFC.
To KFC.
We all know that JPC changed his name to JPC. And my thought was that your real name is Steve Bartman.
I was getting
ready to come to this recording, and I was like, isn't JPC's last name
Bartman?
I thought it was like Bittman or something, but it was Pittman.
Oh,
but I thought it started with a B, and then I was like, maybe he's Steve Bartman, because I know that guy got whisked away to somewhere.
Is it because my Instagram is Shark Barkman?
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
I combined, yeah.
Okay, that
Pittman
could be it.
And Barkman. To Steve Bartman.
Ooh, that's a combo.
Why'd you catch that ball?
I wanted to ruin my life forever. I wanted everybody in Chicago to hate me for decades.
I also had, and we're going to get into some riddies and puzzies pretty soon, but I also thought to create a segment for today's episode, which I didn't create because I'm like, I think people are going to get really upset with me if I make this segment.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought to like maybe just give one example, and then if people want this segment, if people are thirsty for this segment, then I'll do it next time.
Okay.
Okay.
But my guttural instinct was that people were going to be like, I'm out with this show.
What
but
is it?
What's a guttural instinct? Do you mean gut instinct?
Guttural instinct.
It's a 90s arcade game. It's basically a ripoff of Mortal Kombat.
Why do you want to kill me, Joker? Why do you want to kill me, Joker?
What is the segment?
So the segment is called Your Spouse.
Uh-huh.
And what it is I take, I give you clues that are going to lead you to an answer, but in the answer, it's very convoluted, but in the answer, you have to replace one word with the phrase, my wife.
Okay.
So this sounds like what you try to do is a sandbox segment, In a very specific.
Yeah. So basically, so an example would be.
Okay.
And you have to put the mustard on the ball. Like you have to, when you say my wife, you have to say it
in the
way that we all want it to be said.
You like so getting mustard on your balls, correct?
Aaron, for example, I might say to you, this Frank Capra movie starring Jimmy Stewart.
It's a wonderful my wife.
Exactly. So that would be the
I'm
game.
I'm pretty thirsty for this. I'd like another one, please.
Aaron, okay. This is a classic Bon Jovi song.
It's my life. And it's now or never. Mm-hmm. I want another one. I want them all to be addressed to me.
So Mike Myers would kill somebody. He would stab somebody in the face with this.
It's my knife.
Oh, I was going to say, if I pulled a blade on Crocodile Dundee, he would say,
that's not a my wife. This is a my wife. So listeners, let us know if you are still listening.
No, definitely not.
And if you want more of this.
Why would anyone want more of this?
And you have to use the hashtag your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get what do we say, 100 of those hashtags?
If we get even one of those hashtags, I'll eat my own ass.
That famous Bart
Uh-oh.
Simpson catchphrase.
We weren't going to, and now we're going to.
When the Simpsons were on the Tracy Ullman show, Bart Simpson used to say, I'll eat my own ass.
Yeah, the Bart man.
The Bart man. Are we ready for some warm-up puzzies and reduce?
Always.
So this is, just to give credit where credit is due. This is
and Adel took a big swing of a Mountain Dew when he said that. I did an ollie
and
on his
the
skateboard.
The wall.
That'll be a nice plug for Mountain Dew on our Instagram. This is from a book given to me. This book was handed to me at PodCon 2 in Seattle. I met many a wonderful Hey Riddle Riddle fan at PodCon. And somebody, we got all kinds of gifts. Somebody gave me a pen to give to Aaron so that she could drink that pen.
Mm-hmm.
I lost that pen.
Like she predicted you would.
Mm-hmm. And we got some other stuff. But somebody handed me a book of Riddies and Puzzies.
Just for full context, also, yep. Adel began this episode by telling Aaron and I the things that he would have got us or he was thinking about getting us as gifts when he was in Seattle. So
I thought that was a nice sentiment. To be like, I thought of you and almost bought this. I didn't, but I was thinking of you. So this is from Susie Michelle Pueto. I believe that's how I'm supposed to pronounce that. Susie Michelle Pueto.
Posta.
Her husband gave me this book. And so...
Wait, what's her husband's name?
Hmm.
So she gets credit?
What am I, fucking a name doctor? Well, she gets credit because she sent him on this.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm going to say that whenever I don't know anyone's name. What am I, a name doctor? Fuck you.
I just like the precedent of, like, if you give us a gift of the show, we will give your significant other credit. We will read your significant other's full name
and
not yours.
The one who doesn't listen to the show who's like, ugh, why are you listening to this garbage?
Why would I read the husband's name and not my wife's? David Pivetto is her significant other. Her
nice. Husband.
Cool.
So thank you, Michelle. Thank you, David. And all the Riddies and Puzzies will be from this book. Here we go. Here's number one. Can you think, and this is more of just a question.
Okay.
Can you think of any words in the English language that do not contain vowels?
No. Next question. I cannot. I refuse to.
Sorry. These are more truth or dares.
These are words in the English language that do not contain any vowels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like something. I've heard this.
What was that, Aaron?
It's like an answer.
You just turned into the daughter from Schitt's Creek?
Yeah, it's like an answer.
I don't know. I know
oh, my God. David?
In the English language, too. Not like Polish or Hawaiian or all of those.
Mm-hmm.
English language that contain no vowels. I don't know. I mean,
give yourself some. It's pretty generous in terms of calling these words. I mean, I guess they're words, but there you go. Yeah.
Wait, these pass like shh. Yeah. That's a word.
Shh is one of them.
Oh my God.
Schitt's Creek.
Shh.
You just queefed. Some of the words are shh, and tisk tisk. Or if you want to do it like a gerbil, sure, you can make that sound.
None of those are words. None of those are words. Those are all sounds.
Shh.
Damn, I got got.
Here we go. Here's another warm up. Ready?
Okay.
If bananas come under the heading of fruit and radishes come under vegetables, what do eggs come under?
Oh, boy.
Ew.
Ew. I want to be dirty with this, right?
Yeah, like, you definitely yeah. do.
I do think I want to be.
If I do know JPC, which I do.
If bananas come under what?
Fruit.
Hey, I know this is a first date, but what do eggs come under? My fucking dick, baby.
I like the baby at the end of it. Like, oh, it's endearing. If bananas come under fruit.
And radishes come under vegetables?
Vegetables, yeah. Under the heading of fruit.
Okay.
Radishes come under vegetables. What do eggs come under?
Is it like a lettering thing?
I mean, everything's a lettering thing.
That's not true.
Their food? Their protein? Their...
Eggs come under...
So I want to see a scene. The two of you are... you're a married couple and you're like at a farmer's market.
Sure.
Okay.
And you usually sell fruits and vegetables. You got recently eggs on your farm that you're selling, and you're deciding how to best sell them to the crowd at the farmer's market.
Okay.
Christopher, sweetheart.
Mm. Yes.
What should we do? How should we sell these?
Oh, I was thinking we would put them in
a... Can you get this rhubarb out of your mouth, please, while you're speaking to me?
I'm just going to keep eating, just gnawing.
Did someone say my name? Fuck you.
What?
Did someone say rude barb?
Okay, rude barb, go back to your stand, please. Right. No one wants lemonade.
Okay, well, fuck you both.
No one wants lemonade, barb.
Okay, we weren't...
Life handed me lemons.
Talking. Well, life handed us rude. Eggs, and now it's time for us
Christopher?
To...
Christopher?
Yes?
Christopher, how shall we sell these?
I was thinking of laying them out in a wicker basket and putting some strewn about strawberries and...
Strawberries?
Strewn about strawberries and
blueberries. Strawberries aren't in season, sweetheart.
Yes, you're right. Maybe we could use some apricots. Or some legumes from the garden.
What, legumes?
Some legumes, some green beans.
Scene, mercy, mercy, scene, scene, mercy, done. Stop forever.
I don't want to stop.
Okay, keep going.
No.
Eggs come...
I just couldn't take that mouth smack, even though that is a word. Technically, that's a word with no vowels.
Mouth smack? What's your favorite mouth smack song?
Well, that's when... You remember when Smash Mouth and Godsmack formed a band together?
Yeah. Called. Smash God.
Eggs come under
the blankets.
Under, yeah.
I'm going to say the blankets, final answer, Regis.
Do you want to phone a friend?
Call me.
We're going to call Aaron Keefe. Do, 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 dot, 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 dot.
Hello?
Hi, Aaron Keefe. This is Regis Philbin.
What?
I said, hi, Aaron Keefe. This is Regis Philbin.
Okay, I told you. I'm not in love with you anymore. Please stop calling here.
Aaron, it's JPC. I'm on Who Meant to Be a Millionaire?
Who mets to be a millionaire.
It's who mets to be a billionaire.
JPC, I'm not in love with you anymore. I told you to stop
please
calling
take me. Back. Please take me back.
Hey, sweetie.
Eggs come
hey,
under
sweetie,
the
who
blanket.
Was on the phone?
JPC, if you just moment.
Honey, every call that comes into the house, you scream, I'm not in love with you.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Your dad's Snagglepuss, right?
Yeah.
What do eggs come under?
We don't know. The blankets.
I don't think we know. The blankets.
Eggs usually come under hens.
Fuck.
You. We'll take a little bit of time to digest.
Eggs come.
How satisfying that was.
Under. Eggs come under biscuits. You know?
Excuse me?
That's a sandwich.
I'm ready for another.
Yeah, I won't want to clear the eggs out of my mouth.
How is it possible to shave 3 times a day and still grow a beard?
Shave your legs. Shave a second off your record time.
I mean, those are both correct and awesome.
But not the one you're looking for?
But not the one I'm looking for.
Shave 3 times a day.
How is it possible to shave 3 times a day
and still
grow a
beard? You're shaving a different part of your body.
Damn, dude. 3 times a day is way too often to shave.
I have to shave my face 3 times a day.
Oh, boy.
Erin gets a 5 o'clock shadow. She gets a 5:05 shadow. She gets a 5:10 shadow. She gets a 5:15 shadow.
Shave 3 times a day and still grow a beard? Beard is... the other type of beard, which is when you are homosexual and you marry a straight person to give yourself some cover from society, I guess, maybe your parents. Mm-hmm. So you're still maintaining this beard that you've married well, you got clean shaven face and you're hitting the clubs every weekend.
It's not shaving hair.
It is.
All right. It's shaving a different part of your body.
Name those parts.
Armpit. Legs.
Butthole.
Cooter.
Butthole, pussy hole. In between. Tank.
Cooter.
You gotta shave your cooter.
Yeah, shave your teeth, shave your eyes, shave all this stuff.
Which is my favorite Billy Madison, my favorite Happy Gilmore villain was Cooter McGavin.
Jesus.
Did we get it right?
No, you did not.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the answer.
Mustache. You're shaving your, I don't know.
How is it possible to shave three times a day and still grow a beard? The answer, if you were a barber, then you could shave other men three times a day and still grow your own beard.
I mean, that is correct because that's the only time you'd want to shave that much.
I'd like to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC, mm-hmm. you're a barber, and Adel, you come in every day to get your hair cut, and JPC, you're like, you've had enough.
Okay.
Just a little off the top, please.
I'm sorry?
Just wanted a little bit off the top.
Carl, can I talk to you for a second?
Oh, we're talking right now.
Great. Just jump up in the chair. You could.
Such a high chair.
I thought I'd raise the chair to maybe prevent you from getting into it, but I could see now that that did not work. Carl, you come in here every day.
Oh, my nose is bleeding. That's what I get for going to a barber in Denver.
Carl, nobody's amused by you. Hmm. You come in here every day. You ask us to take a little bit off the top of your head. Mm-hmm. Every day we give you a haircut, we charge you $39, and we send you on your way. Why? Why in God's name do you come in here for a haircut every day, Carl?
Yeah, just, you know when you get your haircut and you see someone that you know and they say, hey, did you get your haircut?
Mm-hmm.
It just feels good.
It feels good?
Because I just want that feeling every day.
It's a little off the top every day, and your sides are out of control. You mm-hmm. look like Bozo the Clown, Carl.
I'm going for a look. I want to set myself apart from the other riffraff. I want a distinguished look.
Would you let me do this? Would you let me give you a real haircut, one that'll last you a couple of weeks, and then you can see how that distinguishes you?
Well, because you're a good...
Boo.
Your phones are ringing.
Sorry, that's my pager. Hold on. Oh, that's a 911 text from the wife. I better call this one in.
Hey, honey, it's me. I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, okay.
The question...
Are you with Regis Philbin?
This is Regis Philbin.
Regis, I'm such a big fan.
Is it Aaron Keefe?
Yes, this is Aaron, A-A-R-O-N Keefe.
I love you so much.
And Z.
I love that a barber would be like... I can't make all this money.
Barbers have, they take an oath. They have to do no harm. And they can't give you a bad haircut every day. Can I tell you something that's weird?
Always. Okay,
you tell me if this is weird, because mm-hmm. I find it very weird. At the place that I go to get my haircut, I will see all
the... Plug that place.
Snippy
Clippies.
Snippy Clippies. It's Snippy Clippies?
The place on Irving Park.
It's the place on Irving Park. What's that place called? Floyd's?
Floyd's.
Floyd's. It's like Floyd something. Floyd's 99 mm-hmm. or something like that. It's on
like
Irving Park.
Like Irving Park and like South
Park. Floyd's 69? Yes. Floyd's 69. I would have forgotten that. It's 42069 haircuts. Mm-hmm. But I see all the time like couples go in there and like the female part of a female-male couple. Like the man will be getting
his Where is this going?
The man will be getting his haircut and mm-hmm. she'll be sitting there waiting and then the barber will be like, ask her if the haircut's good and then she'll look up and be like, yeah, that's great and then they'll like get up and leave and I've seen this multiple times where
so
it's
they
like,
defer to the
where it's like the guy does not know how to get his haircut or does not have permission to get his haircut or
that's strange. And also I've gone in there with a boyfriend and that's happened.
You've done that?
Yeah, where they've gone and I did not me prompting them, but the barber's like, oh, you're here with your significant other? Like, make sure the old lady likes it.
Okay,
I don't give a shit. I'm on my phone.
I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Why were you there together? Why were you just waiting for them to get a haircut?
Because you just run errands.
You were just out running errands and the haircut was...
Yeah, and I think also when I went, I was like, oh, maybe I'll get my bangs cut.
But you didn't? You didn't end up getting your...
I think I maybe ended up getting... But when I was like sitting there on my phone and then the person was like, what do you think?
Because every time I see it, the woman never gets her haircut. And it's not like she just has already had her haircut. It's like they came in together.
Have you never run errands with a significant other?
I don't consider a haircut to be an errand, I don't think. Because it takes like...
A haircut's an errand.
Okay.
What constitutes an errand?
For me, for it to be an errand, I have to be able to like... I don't have to be I should be able to go in and out, and I shouldn't have to wait for any period of like returning.
This is the most serious I've ever seen you be.
Returning some groceries or returning some groceries.
Now I gotta say a scene. Aaron, yeah. You work at Mariano's.
Absolutely.
JPC, you're a sociopath.
Okay.
Who's returning groceries?
By the way, I have known people that return groceries to grocery stores. Most grocery stores will just let you do it without a receipt.
Seriously?
Okay. Yes. Okay, ready? Excuse me, I need to return some of these peppers.
What?
I need to return some of these peppers. I was in here the other day. But
I know, I'm the one who checked you out. These were uncooked. Oh, yes. These were uncooked when you...
Yes.
Bought them.
Yes. I cooked them. I took them home and cooked them. As you can see, all the moisture has left them, and I would like to... your sign says full refund for any...
Yeah, but you cooked them.
I'd also like to return these bananas.
Okay.
I squished them up.
Yeah, you squished up these bananas. And sir, I see you're rolling a tire. Are you planning on returning that as well? Because we don't even sell tires here.
No, the tire is also full of all of these baby squish. I'm returning these baby squish. I'm also returning some Menton Decode Red that I bought for 4 months ago.
See, sir, I'm having a bad day. I used to be the piano
You can open it and you still hear the sound because it then opened. I'd like to return all the Menton.
How do you know? It will make that sound.
Try to make the sound.
You just made it with your mouth.
I didn't. You made it with your mouth. Your sign says a full return for all the items. I'd also like to return this jar.
You didn't even try to hide sir. You looked at me and fully made that sound.
This jar of Skippy the peanut butter.
Okay, this is filled with piss.
This is how I bought it.
Same. Well, there goes Jiffy as a sponsor.
Not to keep talking about this.
Choosy moms, choose piss.
But again, this is I don't want to do a generalization. It just feels like a lot of people I know who have shorter haircuts mostly get haircuts a little bit more impulsively than someone with long hair. Because it's like more like, the length is driving me nuts just today. Like the difference between it being comfortable and not comfortable is like... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's more like, we're out and about, and I should go get my hair cut. I'll feel better.
I guess so. I mean, every time, I don't make appointments there, so every time I go there, I end up, like, waiting for, like, 30 minutes just to, like, wait for them to cut my, I don't know, man.
My mom runs a barbershop, and that happens to her with, like, parent child.
Yeah, it feels parent child.
If it's, like, a kid under 16, she'll turn to the parent and say, is this good? And not ask the kid. But with a couple, that's... insane.
I remember my grandma took me to get a haircut when I was a kid, and we went to like a Great Clips, and I had long hair and I liked having long hair, and I was like young, and I sat in the chair and I was like, I just want like a little bit off of like just like a, you know, a little bit off. And she went and like checked with my grandma, and she was like, we'll just give him like the back to school cut. And I was like, I don't know what that means. And she cut off all of my fucking hair. And
she cut your hair to look like Rodney Dangerfield? Yeah.
I get no respect. No respect for
the old
Baba.
Back to school haircut.
But I was livid. I was like, how dare you not respect my wishes? Me, a child. A child with agency. But no one knew what that meant. No one knew what back to school cut meant.
Okay. That is so funny because it feels like the school bullies pay every barbershop in town. You're like, all right, ruin their confidence right before they go back to school.
I do want to have the Hey Rotorola fans weigh in on this. So if you think that it is fucked up that...
You don't answer fans. Why are you so mad? Tears gone cold, I'm wondering.
No, if you think it's fucked up to have to like get someone else's approval when you get a haircut, hashtag haircut, hair nuts.
No, I do my cut, not your cut.
My cut, not your cut.
Yeah.
And if you think that it's perfectly acceptable to get someone's permission to do a haircut.
I'm a possessive partner.
Hashtag I'm a possessive partner. Wow.
Some nice, simple, memorable hashtags.
Memorable hashtags.
Really sticking your craw.
That I'll remember. I'll certainly remember saying.
I don't remember anything so that just happened.
I grew up in a town. I grew up in a town. We moved like 10 times in 8 years when I was a kid.
Brag.
But I lived in a town called Neponset, which is a town of like 300 people. And there's a barber there called 2 Minute Mike's. And so he would, as advertised, he would cut your hair in 2 minutes or less.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's why he got that nickname.
Aaron, you dated a guy named 2 Minute Mike, right?
Hey, Mike, this haircut took 22 minutes.
Yeah, no, it's just the amount of time I come.
Not even have sex? That's how long he comes? Ew! Oh,
yeah, that's too long.
I last forever, but when I come for 2 minutes.
But it's not all fast, it's slow. It's like...
It comes in waves.
Yeah,
it comes over eggs.
Me and hens come over eggs.
I'm crying.
Aaron has fully left the microphone.
But it was so funny as a kid, I'd be like, oh, this is fun. But the haircuts were always terrible. And then I'm like, that's
fun.
I'm like, that's not a selling point. Like, to do a haircut in under 2 minutes is not. Erin has laughed so hard she's hurt herself.
She's pulled her mic cord
clutching,
out.
She's clutching her Mabel shirt.
Ignore me. That really made me laugh. Oh, okay.
What's her last name in that show?
I don't know. Mabel and Dipper something? I don't remember. Oh, my God. Sorry. I completely distracted from your story.
Yeah, Aaron. Adel was telling a fun story about 2 Minute Mics, and now we'll never hear the end of it.
Well, let's see a quick scene.
Jesus.
JPC, yes. You are 2 Minute Mike.
Okay.
Aaron. You are laughing, and we take you to mid-coitus.
Wait a minute.
No, this is part of the scene. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. You wait a minute.
You wait a minute.
You wait a minute.
2 minute. 2 minute, Mike.
Yeah?
Does it hurt your feelings that we all call you that?
No, I mean, you know. Can we stop having sex for a second?
Sure.
Okay, can we talk?
Okay.
All right, let's sit cross-legged on my bed.
Oh, okay.
No, okay. I mean, it doesn't hurt my feelings. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a nickname, and it's a nickname with a purpose. I know why I got it, and I know why I keep deserving it, so it doesn't hurt my feelings.
The haircut you gave me.
Uh-huh.
It's nice. It's okay. Nice.
Thank you.
I feel like you don't have to do everything in 2 minutes, you know?
No, I mean, my guarantee is that in 2 minutes, we will have sex and I will cut your hair. And if I can't be a barber who cuts people's hairs during sex, I don't want to be a barber.
You just like, you gave me a bob with a sword. You just sort of like sliced. Wait. And all of a sudden my hair was short.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not
gonna. Did someone call me? Did someone say a barb with a sword?
Oh, okay.
Fuck you. Barb, fuck you both.
Go back to your lemonade. Go back to your lemonade,
I was watching
Barb.
You fuck.
How did she keep getting it?
It's easy. Oh, man.
2 minute mics.
I sometimes don't get far enough back from the microphone in time.
So if you're ever in Neponset, Illinois, look for 2 minute mics. Oh, that guy's.
Jail.
He was. He's going to jail. He's in jail.
We're giving bad
haircuts. If you come for 2 minutes, you're probably got to go out in public at some
two
point.
2 minute Mike. For giving too fast haircuts, I sentence you to 100 years in jail.
But when I was probably 10 at the time, he was probably in his mid 70s. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he did.
He's way. He's alive for sure.
But also, my great grandma lived to like 98.
Brag.
So.
Oh my God.
Till 1998.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was 65. Died in 1998.
Here we go. Let's do maybe one or two more warm-up riddies.
Yeah, three or four.
Three or four more. What does the richest person in the world make for dinner every night? What does the richest person in the world make for dinner every night?
Doesn't make dinner because they're at work.
They just spread some butter on Bezos.
Jesus.
Gold. They eat gold.
Richest man in the world doesn't make dinner every night. They freaking pay someone to do it.
Yeah, they make their staff make dinner.
I mean, you're on the right
Unlivable
track.
Unlivable wages.
You're on the right track.
Being a billionaire is immoral. Eat the rich.
But you have to really follow the make thread. What do they make for dinner every night?
Money, baby. Cash.
Make.
Cash is queen.
Cash is
what
queen.
What do they make?
What is the richest person in the world make
for dinner every night?
Steak.
I
and here's
know.
The sizzle.
I give up.
Reservations.
Oh. They would also not make reservations. They'd have an assistant do that.
Well, hold on. Let me call this book real quick.
I want to see a very quick scene.
Where Adel calls a book?
Adel, you work at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And JPC, you're a millionaire, okay, or you're just a rich person, but you can't quite afford an assistant, so you're pretending to be your own assistant.
Got it.
Or secretary calling in to make reservations.
Hello?
Yeah, I need a table for two for tonight, 7 o'clock.
I didn't even get to say the name of the restaurants. This is, I said restaurants, it's just a single, I'm so sorry, this is
My this name, is your first name?
Yeah.
That whole sentence was your first name?
Correct.
Oh, boy. What's your last name, kid? I'm going to call you by your last name.
Restaurant?
I'm going to call you Dickhead. Listen, Dickhead.
Yeah?
I want my reservation. Table for two, 8 o'clock. You know who my boss is?
You said I want my reservation, so I assume it's you? You're your own boss?
No, I'm a different man.
I'm sorry, I was an English major. I pick up on things.
You're an English major? You sound like a major pain in my ass.
Is this how you always talk?
Is this how you always talk?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Who's your boss?
My boss is me. I'm pretending to be my boss. What are you pretending to be?
A waiter? I guess that doesn't make sense. I'm on the phone.
You're pretending to be a waiter?
Maitre
by answer? Okay, maitre d'.
I don't even know what maitre d' stands for.
What's that?
I don't even know what maitre d' stands for. At first I thought when I got this job that they were saying Major League, and I love that movie.
No, it's maitre d'. It's like
you ever seen Major League?
Yeah, I have.
Wow,
maitre d' is like scuba.
Oh, it all stands for something?
Yeah.
What does it stand for?
Maybe after...
Scene.
Couldn't have done many more letters.
Let's do one more. Can you, and this is another, just a simple question.
Okay.
Can you name at least two things that have to be broken before they are used?
Promise.
Silence.
You said silence?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no.
Oh, glow stick, motherfucker. A fucking glow stick needs to be broken.
Do you have to break an egg before you use it?
You can't tell this, but egg. Aaron is on Molly. What?
Egg and glow
egg
stick.
Egg is one. Glow stick, I'll count glow stick, but there's one more
you
out
there. You
don't
have to break an egg, though, before you use it. You can hard boil it.
Interesting riddle.
Well, you still have to get that shell off.
Yeah, I guess so. You take the shell off. Another thing that you have to break before you can use it,
mm-hmm,
the brakes on a car.
No.
Pretty good.
Another thing that you have to break before you can use it,
mm-hmm,
a breakdance.
A heart.
That's pretty good. Have we had this question
break
before?
Break wind. But probably.
It's
I don't know.
It's a horse.
Oh, yeah. You have to break its spirit. You suck, horse. You're a shit horse.
Okay, I'm ready.
Speaking of one more thing we have to break before we can use it, let's take a break, and we'll be right back with more Ribblies and Publies.
And glow sticks.
Riddies, believe it or not.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square, because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace, that's the all-in-one fun website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, just, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's
right. Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret. Do whatever you want. Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay? Burpay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to this. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it's... It says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ooh, Adeline Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC, what's wrong?
What's going on, buddy?
I just fell out of a tree and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, it's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
The shrub. It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
It.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, is De Niro impression coming up in the ad read? Analyze that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions, feeling all emotive.
Better helping to me
is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi guys, it's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions. That's not really what therapy's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? Wrong. Nope. Right. That's not what therapy is all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a lot of fun, Edel.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. Aaron is, what are you drinking there?
I am drinking seltzer water, and it's caffeine-free. Mm. And Adel gave it to me.
And I am drinking 1 gallon of a dog's piss.
Mm-hmm. But he's holding up water.
He's holding up a can of Jiffy peanut butter. Is there a peanut butter called Jiffy? It's Jiffy. Just Jiff, right? Jiff. There's Skippy and Jiff.
And Peter Pan.
Yeah, and Peter Pan.
I am drinking, what is this, 64 ounces of peanut butter.
I'm ready for some real-time riddles and puzzles.
Did you know that the name Wendy did not exist before Peter Pan?
What?
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The name Wendy was made up for that book.
That's crazy.
By, what's his name? J. Berry or something?
Yeah.
Wendy is very patient.
J.K. Berry.
The name Lilliputian was only ever used in the book
Gulliver's Travels.
My friend. Yeah. Yeah. Before that, there was never a name of a person.
Did you know that painting a fence was created by Mark Twain?
As whitewashing a fence.
Before
they would paint a fence, but whitewashing a fence, that was original.
Or it's a fence, but it's got like condos and a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews is playing. It's really whitewashed. Uh-huh. Let's get into our main.
Hey, every time I take a shower, it's whitewashing. You know what I'm saying? Aaron, you get that?
I'm going to look at the wall.
JBC is on the wall. Here we go. Let's get into our main meats. Here's riddle number one.
I want charcuterie.
Let's get into our charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Let's get into our charcuterie. In a small town in the United States, a teenage boy asked his parents if he could go to a friend's party. His parents agreed, provided that he was back before sunrise. He left the house that evening, clean-shaven, and when he returned just before the following sunrise, his parents were amazed as he had a fully grown beard. What happened?
Werewolf. He's a barber, and he would shave other people's beards and glue them to his face.
That's what it was.
Damn. So, small town, just a small town boy. Got a beard and grow on his face. So he's going to a concert over, he has to be back before sunrise?
Party.
No, he's going to a party.
John P. Cougar, J.P. Cougar.
All right, so he's going to a party. He has to be back before sunrise.
Going party, got to be back by sunrise. He left the house that evening clean shaven, and when he returned just before the following sunrise, his parents were amazed to see he had a fully grown beard.
And where's the town? What did it say about it?
It's a small town in the United States.
Okay, so it's in Alaska. It's 30 Days of Night. It's that vampire book. And he comes back 30 days later with a beard.
They didn't see that he had a beard when he left the house.
Clean shaven. He's clean shaven. They saw he's clean shaven. Is it 24? Is it? No, that's 24 would be too many. Is it like over 8 hours that he stays away from the house?
I
got it.
Your first guess, you practically got it.
I got
what
it.
What is it?
The small town was Barrow in Alaska, the northernmost town in the United States. When the sun sets there in the middle of November, it does not rise again for 65 days.
Mm.
That allowed plenty of time for the boy to grow a beard before the next sunrise.
Well, yeah, the beard's going to be the least of his problems because the biggest problem is going to be all the frickin' vampires and Josh Hartnett that get up there and they start kind of going at it.
Yeah.
He's caught in the prison cell. It's based off a comic book.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you're a local teen in Alaska, Cool Hip Teen, and you're throwing a party. And Erin is at your party, and she's playing a guest who hasn't left your party in 65 days. Obviously, the party ended 64 days ago, and you're trying to get her to leave.
I'm going to probably turn in pretty soon. Soonish.
Oh, yeah, totally. But, like, another drink, though?
Oh, yeah, no, I mean,
here's a beer.
Okay, cool. I will save this for later. I actually have to, because I have to go to work.
You know what? I would love to just, like, get into it with you right now.
For
like,
sure.
Let's talk.
For sure.
Let's, like, talk.
You're Brett's ex-girlfriend, right? That's why you're here?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your name again?
Jen.
That's right, Jen. Hey,
Oh my God. Do you have any snacks left? I feel like your snack spread is not the
best. It's a little bit bare bones because of the party in the 64 days ago. Hey, here's a thing, Jen.
What's up?
Can I call you a Lyft?
Oh my God, yeah. Like at the end of the party, definitely.
For
call
sure.
Me a Lyft.
Yeah. So what if we just do one now? And then you get in it and go.
Oh my God, but we like haven't even like gotten to know each other yet. So like, what's your deal?
Hey, Jen, need you to get the fuck out of my house. You've been here for fucking 2 months, okay?
What?
I've been polite for 2 months. I've been dancing around this, but I feel like I'm going insane.
All right, well, I've been polite about your terrible haircut for 2 months, and I haven't said anything about
it. I get my haircut every day.
I know, it's awful.
What do you mean?
It's flat in the top. And big on the side, you look like a clown.
Okay, well, I've been treated like a clown by you and everybody who could abuse my party and my
trust.
I'm
going to stay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to stay, then you better drop to one knee, stay here for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God. No.
Jen, for the pet. Well, hold on.
Can someone please leave this party? Us vampires are getting hungry.
There are people outside on your front lawn.
Those aren't people, obviously.
Oh, they're vampires.
Yeah, those are vampires.
I'm going to stay, and yeah, I'll marry you.
Sade. Twist.
I think I've maybe told this on the podcast before, but the first scene I ever did with JPC was in a show at CIC.
That makes sense.
And yep.
That's appropriate.
And I started a scene. He came out, and we like looked kind of like awkward at each other, and I went, I love you. And he went, who are you? In response.
Got
and it was
her.
Because I was this woman who was staying at a party too long.
We are not good improvisers.
No, but no. That is a classic. Right out of the gate, I was like, I feel like I get what this is going to be like forever now. I love you. Who are you?
And who are you?
I remember
just a fun line.
Watching one of the first shows I ever saw JPC in was at CIC as well. And he was doing a show where every time somebody tried to edit, he'd just be like, look at that person running across the lawn. And it was just like, I remember just like groaning and being like, this is the fucking worst.
Speaking of JPC,
I'm like, this guy is very funny, but like, if we can't honor edits.
I saw a Devil's Daughter show.
No rules.
Where you were like, nobody knows I shit my pants. You were at like a board meeting and you're like, no one knows but me.
Oh, that's right. There's a video of that on the internet.
There is?
We used to use that one for festival submissions.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Did you get into those festivals?
No. That's a big no.
Hey, Adel, what memories do you have of me being funny? Or me performing?
God, I remember every show I've ever done with Adel. He's played a horny dog that smokes cigarettes. Every show.
No, that's right. I honestly can't remember the first time we played together. I feel like there's a lot of world news scenes I remember where it's like product, like me being like, we're going to play some movies and we want your feedback on it. We're going to have a test audience kind of thing.
I remember I did a scene with Aaron where I was a guy who had invented this new way for three people to use the bathroom at the same time.
That's the hardest I laughed in the last 2 years.
And the scene was nothing because everyone on stage was just dying laughing. No, it was four people.
Me, you, and Shane. And JPC was like, there is a way for three people to pee in a toilet at the same time. And he walked through it and I was just completely dying laughing.
I was laughing so hard I couldn't say any of the words because I had a mental picture of what it looked like and I was trying to get there physically. Couldn't happen.
This has been Hey Remember Remember. Let's go back to some puzzies and riddies. Here we go. What divides by uniting and unites by dividing? I'm a big fan of this one.
What divides
by uniting and unites by dividing?
Trump.
Marriage.
Wow, Trump. Worth it.
I'm going to take a moment to speak to social media.
Okay.
We've had a person or persons get very upset with how political we are on this show. Because over 30 episodes, we've mentioned Trump three times.
Trump. What divides by uniting and unites by dividing? Boy, oh boy. Is this the division symbol? This is a little line.
Is it a thing or an idea? Riddles.
Riddles, right?
It's a tangible thing. It's an action. It's a item. and something you probably use, I won't say you use it every day, but you use it probably a few times a week.
Gum, tape. Glue, toothpaste, I don't know.
It divides by uniting, unites
Wait, you
by
use
dividing.
Tooth, you use toothpaste a few times a week?
Once a month, tops. Let's see.
Fork. It's fork.
It's fork. What divides by uniting and unites by dividing?
You use it a couple times a week?
Probably. I mean, I feel like the average person uses it a few times a week. And it's Plus. It's in a, it's absolutely in every household.
Flubber.
It's flubber.
I use it when I go to my basketball games, make me jump high.
Make me dunk when I'm not supposed to be able to.
Is it like food? Like what is it?
It's not food. What divides by uniting and unites by dividing?
So, blender.
So it tears things apart when it comes together.
Scissors.
Scissors.
Scissors. It's scissors.
And unites scissors. By dividing. Wow, good, huh? Yeah, Skizers. I've not used scissors in maybe a year.
Scissors?
Yeah.
I use scissors constantly.
I use my teeth. I use my teeth or a combination of two knives.
That I've taped
what,
together
that's scissors
to look like scissors.
No.
Put a handle on them, tape
I'm
two knives
so
together.
Fast that I don't need to use scissors because I have the way that I work my blades.
That's how you cut people's hair.
Yeah.
Just one knife
swipe.
Like Mulan.
Imagine a ship in the middle of the ocean.
Done.
Got it.
Next riddle. next riddle, bitch.
I am also certain that JPC and I didn't imagine
oh,
it.
Oh, God, no. I don't even remember what we were supposed to be doing. I don't remember the assignment.
This
we're
is
sorry,
the John
Adam.
Lennon portion of the show. Imagine a ship in
imagine
the middle of
a ship in the middle
imagine
of the ocean.
The ship has a rope ladder that hangs over the side so that its bottom rung just touches the top of the water.
Okay.
Each rung of the ladder is 5 inches away from the rung above it and from the rung below it.
Gotcha.
How many rungs will be underwater when the tide has risen 5 feet? So there's a rope ladder that hangs over the side. The bottom rung of the rope ladder just touches the top of the water. Each rung on the ladder is 5 inches away from the top, 5 inches away from the rung above it and from the rung below it. How many rungs will be underwater when the tide has risen 5 feet?
Dude, zero. Fuck, Aaron, we're so fucking smart.
So smart.
We're so fucking smart.
So
it's
smart.
Actually zero. We don't know. we don't. We got no idea, but it is zero. It's because the boat rises with the tide, my dear boy.
Yes.
Rising tide lifts all boats.
Rising tide raises all ships.
I
and
say,
let's all eat Tide Pods.
I say get rid of that ladder so all the fish can't climb up into the boat.
Okay.
Or the mermaids are the sea creatures.
That brings us to a day.
Fish.
Or like in The Sims, you know when you would kill your Sims?
Oh, yeah. You put him in a pool and get rid of the ladder. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're psychopaths.
Make a tiny little room with just a stove. Take away the door.
And they all just fucking burned to death. The little gravestones pop
burwety.
Up.
I had never heard. I had played Sims in college, but I had never heard that called Simlish. What's it called?
Simlish.
I'd never heard that before up until PodCon. And then somebody said, like, oh, like they speak Simlish. And I was like, what? Like, it took me where I'm like, are they talking about like.
No, you can go on YouTube and find like songs in Simlish too. Like Shaggy's Who Let the Dogs Out or any other song.
Mm. I want to see a scene where JPC and I are, we are at a high school. Aaron, you're a new student who sat down at our lunch table and you only speak in Simlish.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so, welcome.
Hey, come over here.
Yeah, come on, sit.
Aga!
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, I'm Shed.
Ajivanina. Asa akatabarada.
Hey, oh, yeah. Dude, hey.
Yeah?
Mike, I've heard about this girl. It's Nell.
Okay.
I think this girl is Nell.
More context for Mike.
You ever see that movie Nell?
No.
She's Nell.
Gada!
Oh, she said good day.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Oh, what's up?
Oh, the bathroom, it's right over there.
No.
Oh,
wah, 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 wah.
That's okay. That
she's
happens.
Like, she's like a mix of the teacher from Peanuts and the Lady Rainicorn from Adventure Time.
Use some references I know.
You ever seen the movie Now?
Whoa, a ball gown. that's a beautiful dress.
How did you?
You just built a fucking house inside the cafeteria.
Oh yeah, there's hot dog water. It's just all the hot dogs. All the hot dogs are just floating in it.
Oh, you're scared of ghosts?
Oh, I saw that. It's Zavina.
Your butt is haunted? That's crazy. This school is haunted. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Here's the Dasani. I don't want to, you don't want to put ketchup in it. That would ruin it. Dasani already has a great natural crisp flavor.
What's your favorite 311 song?
Scene. It's amber. Amber is the color of my energy.
You have a glass filled to the top. You hold it straight out in front of you, and you let it fall to the floor. Is it possible for the glass to fall without spilling any water?
You have a glass.
Mm-hmm.
It's full to the top,
mm-hmm.
and you let it drop to the floor.
You hold it out straight in front of you. You let it fall to the floor. Is it possible for the glass to fall without spilling any water?
Yes.
How so?
Because that's what you want us to say.
You want us to say that it is.
You want us to defy the basic logic our brains do.
I would say no, unless there's a trick to this glass. Oh, this is the movie glass, and he's unbreakable.
There's a lid on the glass. It's unbreakable.
Is there a lid on the glass? Is that?
No.
Okay.
Fine. I mean, but that's probably an answer.
That's probably an answer, but why would you ever put a lid on a glass unless it's a sippy cup?
I don't know.
I would say no, it's not possible. That's my answer to this yes or no riddle.
What a terrible riddle.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's not. What is salt?
Yeah, it doesn't spill any water because there's something on top.
Because you catch it, because it doesn't fall, because you...
It's a vase.
Because what is spilling? You know, the water exists
the water
in the world.
Is ice.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
That's also...
That's
canoe dog.
That's canoe dog.
Good answer.
The water's ice, canoe dog.
Imagine a glass of water. Imagine you go to a restaurant. Ask for a glass of water.
Imagine all the water.
Waiter brings a glass of water. In the glass of water, tiny little dog in a canoe. What do you do?
Drink it immediately.
Drink it.
Drink it.
Eat it.
Anything a waiter gives me, drink immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, Aaron, imagine you're at a restaurant. Waiter brings you a full glass of Dr. Pepper. What do you do?
Throw it at the wall. Like Adel threw his Mountain Dew at the wall earlier.
You have a glass filled to the top. You hold it straight out in front of you. You let it fall to the floor. Is it possible for the glass to spill without spilling any water? Is it possible?
Yes. Filled to the top, but we never said what it was filled to the top with. It wasn't water.
That's the answer. Of course it's possible if the glass is filled to the top with milk.
With milk and
twins. And by milk,
twins.
We mean the Sean Penn movie.
Yeah.
Milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Milk.
It was milk in the glass. Brews at 4 a.m.
Let's do another riddy.
Love it. Cannot wait.
At a posh restaurant.
Before we do, does everyone want to take a big drink of their glass of milk?
Yeah.
I don't love milk.
God. I remember being a kid and we never drank milk in my house. Like, I think we maybe had like 2% milk with like cereal, but no one ever really like drank milk. And then you'd go over to a friend's house and everyone would have like a full glass of whole milk for dinner.
Yeah.
And it was like, what are you, you have to drink this, you psychopaths?
Ugh. A whole glass of milk for dinner?
Yeah, like with your dinner.
That seems weird.
With your dinner, glass of milk.
Sean drinks an entire gallon of milk every like 36 hours.
He's going to die.
I don't know what. Right? That's disgusting.
Why?
He just drinks so much milk. That's like his beverage of
choice. Do you want to say who Sean is?
Is he a professional gamer?
Yeah, I have no idea, but he's very like strong and fit. He must have something figured out that we don't.
Oh, well, yeah.
He like drinks the amount of milk that someone going through puberty would drink when their bones hurt.
I don't want to do any myth busting, but drinking a gallon of milk every 36 hours does not make you strong and fit.
I don't know.
I got all this muscle. All I do is lay around all day, but I drink a gallon of milk. I'm so buff.
That's gross, though. I would not drink that much.
I guess, yeah, I guess milk has like calcium and protein in it.
I remember when I first started like staying over at friends' places, like sleepovers and stuff.
When you were homeless?
When I was homeless. I remember being like outraged and disgusted at breakfast when my friends would eat their cereal, finish their cereal, and then drink the bowl of milk.
Oh.
Like drink the cereal water.
Milk is cereal water. Let's all agree. That's what it is.
Did I just call milk cereal water?
Yeah.
Trademark.
Soylent.
But it was like at my residence, we would eat the cereal and then it'd be leftover milk and you just put that down the drain. But they would like lift it up and chug it. And
if
I'm like,
it's
that
Fruit
is
Loop,
grossest.
You better drink that milk.
It is. It's like just sugary. It's sugary milk. Yeah. It's pretty gross.
But as a kid, I was horrified. But now as an adult, like if I go to New York, I go to milk milk bar, the dessert place. They have like cereal milk ice cream, and it's delicious. So ooh. I've come around.
We're really proud of you.
I remember when I was a kid, and I'm eating out at a friend's house, and they would eat spaghetti, and they would like take forks and spoons and like twirl the spaghetti on the spoon and eat it. And I was like, what the fuck? Because at my house, it was like, you make the spaghetti, you put it down, two dogs.
In an alley. You take in an alley. One end in their mouth, take the other end in the other mouth.
And then they kiss, a little doggy kiss. And to me, to eat the spaghetti as a human is gross, because that's for dogs to kiss. My childhood.
Yeah. I want to see a scene. JPC, uh-huh. You are young JPC.
Yes.
Aaron and I are two dogs that you found. Uh-huh. And you're trying desperately to recreate the Lady and the Tramp scene. But we just won't let you have it.
Okay. Oh, hey. Okay, come here. Here, doggies. Here. Come here. Come here. Oh, you want a treat? You want a treat? You want a treat?
Fall. Fall.
Full?
Full.
No dog is ever full.
No, I'm full.
Are you full?
Diet.
Diet? What the fuck? Oh, come on. Okay, okay. No, treat. You don't want treats. What do you want? Do you money? I have money.
Alone time?
You want a long time? Alone time.
Alone time.
You want alone time.
There's some breathing room.
Okay. So you want space. You want
you
your
just
distance.
Always open our face.
Sure. What about you?
Couple paid days off.
You want PTO.
I want PTO.
Okay. And you're fine taking your alone time unpaid?
Well, now I want PTO.
Great. So you don't want treats.
You're nice.
Whoa, hold on. Nice. No one's talking about that. Okay, first of all, there's
we're
no need.
We're talking about that.
Rude. There's no need for collective bargaining because I treat you right. You know, I'm an employer. I have your best interests at heart.
Why is there a little table?
I'm sorry?
Why a little table?
I just was maybe, you know what? You want some time, some alone time? Go ahead and sit down. Just take a load off, relax. And look, hey, look at this. A big plate of spaghetti.
That's not dog food.
What's that?
Spaghetti is not a food for dogs.
Anything's food for dogs if dogs fucking eat it, stupid.
Why is there's Nutrageouses in here? That'll kill us.
Also,
spaghetti doesn't have Nutrageous and thumbtacks.
Okay, look.
Rough childhood. You're trouble.
Look, okay. I just want to know what it's like when the life leaves the dog's eyes.
Woof.
I'm a young JPC. This is my history.
Oh, all right,
so we're going to kiss and we'll see you later. Woof, woof.
I want the kisses.
Woof,
the dogs,
woof.
The dogs kiss me. A confused boy. Wow, you really go to town on those Nutrageouses. Oh, man. Nutrageous. That's a candy.
Yeah. It's delicious. At a posh restaurant, I was having dinner with a noted historian. We were discussing the relative merits of the life of Woodrow Wilson when my friend turned to me and said, I'll tell you all you need to know about the character of Woodrow Wilson, why he ran for president, and his own mother didn't even vote for him. Is that true? I asked. Of course it's true, he said. I know whereof I speak. Nobody talks like that. That ended the discussion. I didn't realize until I arrived home that although my friend spoke the truth, I had been tricked. How had I been misled?
The mom was dead.
That's a good guess.
It's the doctor was the mother.
It's not correct, but that is a good guess.
So this was supposed to be a posh restaurant, but it was actually a David Beckham themed restaurant.
I was going to do that.
Yeah. Could the food use a
little more spice? Here's a story from A to Z. You want to guess with me? I better listen carefully.
His mother couldn't vote. She was a felon.
You're half right.
Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human
touch. Is that a Spice Girls
song? Hey, you always on the run.
Wait. Woodrow Wilson?
Was Woodrow Wilson in the Spice Girls?
Yes.
Which one was he?
Baby Spice.
That's definitely the funniest one. Sporty Wait, Spice also would have
was,
been funny.
No, Woodrow Wilson wasn't the one who was non-native born, right? Was Woodrow Wilson... His mother was not an American, so she couldn't vote for him.
Yeah.
No.
Damn it.
That's a good guess.
His mother was dead? His mother could not.
She wasn't dead. She wasn't a non-U.S. citizen.
She was in prison.
She wasn't a felon.
She was not a voting age. His mom was 15 years old.
No, she had Benjamin's buttons.
Benjamin's buttons disease.
I don't know.
You're right that she couldn't vote, but I just need the why.
She didn't have any hands or eyes.
That's what it was.
Yep. She couldn't vote. Because women did not have the right to vote.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Wow, fuck that.
Of course, Woodrow Wilson's mother did not vote for her son. She couldn't. Women didn't have the right to vote before 1920. Their first woman, in fact, to cast a vote for her son, Franklin Delano Roosevelt is presidential election in a presidential election was Sarah Delano Roosevelt.
Wow. SDR.
Can I see a scene?
Mm-hmm.
And Adel, you're one of the Spice Girls. You can pick which one, and I'll be another one. And JPC, you were going to be like the sixth Spice Girl, but we couldn't agree on who you were going to be.
Okay.
So yeah. This is all of us having a discussion. Right, so have you given any more thought to what your name's going to be?
Yeah, like, for instance, I'm Five Spice, yeah? Because I like to cook.
Yeah, but we might change that.
Well, no, I'm pretty set on it.
Right? I think you're a little scary.
Mm.
So maybe that's better.
Is it
for
my
you?
Red hair that scares you?
Right, yeah.
I'll just be Ginger, because right. I like to cook.
Cool.
Still, because I like to cook.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like to do?
I was thinking I could be returned these peppers, Spice. Because I didn't eat these peppers.
You can't return groceries.
Yeah, yeah, especially if you cook them, yeah?
If you go to the green grocer.
Legally, I think I can. I think I am well within my rights to go and return these because I did cook them, but they lost all their moisture, and I'm really only interested in the peppers for the moisture.
How about you be Jar Piss Spice?
I'm sorry?
You be Jar Piss Spice?
Right, so we'll have sporty, ginger, scary, baby, posh, and
Jar Piss. I don't know. I mean, do we really need posh and pish in the same
piss. Right, well then fine. I'm posh and then you'll be piss.
No, I know who they are, but I think we don't need both of them. So maybe posh takes her ass, she gets kicked to the curb.
Right, no. Piss, you get out of here. All go. Right.
Hold on. Let's have the rest of the squad vote. All those in favor of having Piss Spice be members of Spice Girls say aye.
Well,
I'm a little baby.
It's not that we do have an audition that you haven't passed yet. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You have to tell us a story from A to Z. Meaning, you tell us a story, starts with the letter A, each word.
This is a comedy sports game. This is a short form game.
Yeah, this is based on the game from comedy sports.
Sure.
Whenever you're ready.
A woman gave birth to a little baby child.
You've already failed.
No, it started with A.
A woman.
I mean, every word starts with...
You said every word, I said it was every sentence.
No,
every word.
A baby caused... the...
scene.
A baby caused the elephant. Forget.
Oh, that would be very difficult.
Let's do one more riddle.
Ooh, a little riddle. That sounds good. Fun change of pace
riddles
for the show.
Here we go.
No.
A man carrying three croquet balls comes to a swinging bridge. Tale as old as time.
What's a swinging bridge?
Imagine a bridge. Now it's swinging.
Got it.
Put your keys in the bowl, baby.
It's a bridge that goes to a key party.
No, I'm very monogamous with my bridge. Thanks so much.
A man carrying three croquet balls comes to a swinging bridge. The bridge is not very sturdy. A sign by the bridge states that it cannot hold more than 175 pounds. The man weighs 171 pounds, and each of the croquet balls weighs 2 pounds. The man merely shrugs and carries the three croquet balls across the bridge. Why doesn't the bridge collapse?
It says it can't hold more.
Can't hold more than 175 pounds. He's 171 pounds. Each ball, and he has three, is 2 pounds.
I know.
It costs 2 pounds.
It costs 2 pounds. It's a Spice Girls. I actually know the answer to this, so
I don't know.
I will revoke my right to give any answers.
Aaron, I don't know if this will be fun. Fucking try.
Aaron, I have a note for you. Fucking give it your best, if that makes sense.
I get that a lot. I get called a lump a lot.
So
really?
Like a lazy lump.
By who?
A lot of people.
Is it this fucking gallon drinking swig?
Yeah.
Adel, let me ask you this.
No.
Would the man's profession or even hobby help ascertain the right answer to this question?
Absolutely not.
Okay, never mind. Do that now.
Juggling.
Yeah, it is.
He's juggling.
The man is juggling croquet balls.
The man carrying the three croquet balls is a juggler.
That man looks like an idiot.
He keeps at least one croquet ball in the air at all times.
And also, as we all know, weight limits are good plus or minus 0 pounds. So yeah. A weight limit on a bridge that says 175 pounds, that's a hard limit.
We mean
limit.
Exactly.
A hard limit. We specifically engineered, it's like an iPhone, it's planned obsolescence. They specifically engineered the bridge to break at 176 pounds.
I like to see a scene. Mm. And JPC and I, we are two very fancy croquet rich people.
Yes.
And Adel, you're here too, and you want to start juggling them. And we want to play croquet as it's meant to be played.
Oh, yes. Well, how the fuck do you play this game?
Well, there's little white little things that you put into the grass.
Mm, yes.
And then you have these little mallets
okay,
that yes. you definitely don't kill your husband with. And then you hit them through.
Hey, what are y'all laughing at?
Oh, we're playing croquet.
No,
you're playing what?
Croquet.
Oh, those little bread things and salads?
No.
No, those are croutons.
We're playing rich game croquet.
Oh, those like alien subspecies that Worf is?
No.
Those would be, what is Worf? Yeah.
How did you get into the country club? You don't look like you're from around here.
Hold on, Denise. What
climb the fence.
Klingon, yes.
I'm done with that game.
Okay.
You couldn't keep up, so I left it behind.
That's barely a game.
Well, we're playing croquet. Well, it happens that we have a third little stick that we hit with, so if you'd like to join us.
No, I think I'll just, do you mind if I take these balls? Are these balls up for grabs?
Yeah, well, you can take these nuts, my good man. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, okay. Planters? Hell yeah, I'll take them.
Yes.
And they still got the seal on
them. Yeah, open it up. I'm sure it's not a jar of piss.
Okay. Oh, it's a jar of piss.
Well, yes, of course.
We're rich.
But we drink to stay young.
We're insane.
You drink. Wait. You drink your own piss?
Not our own piss.
Why would we
Have
drink
our
own
piss? Have you not read anything by Gwyneth?
Paltrow?
You're supposed to drink others' piss and you stay young.
This is a real thing.
You drink orphan piss, my dear boy.
Yes, a couple of nights ago I got real deep onto piss drinking Twitter.
And yes.
Really saw some things I wish I hadn't have seen.
Went on Pitter?
Yes.
Anywho, the balls and the sticks
Wait,
match
no,
up with
you don't get to
blood.
Say anywho after you just say you drink orca piss.
Orca piss? That's too expensive. It's way too hard to find. I wish I could drink orca piss.
Oh, yes.
That's what caviar is what I hear.
Caviar?
No, that's actually wrong, stupid.
You're stupid.
What is caviar?
Why do you want these balls?
I thought I have a little party trick I do. You want to see it?
Can you put them inside you, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
No?
No, I love to see you put these balls inside you.
Do what you're going to do.
These
do
are 2 pound cocaine balls.
Okay. Oh. And the third?
He hasn't quite gotten a single one of them down yet.
Isn't that kind of fun?
Oh, that was fun.
Hey, you all sound like the Spice Girls.
Who, us?
Who, us?
Mm-hmm. Are you British?
Oh, sort of a British Connecticut mix.
Yeah, well, just wealthy, I believe, is the accent.
This is a rich accent, did you understand?
Inbred, yes, and drinking piss and mercury in the pipes.
It's taken a lot of detours. What? Ever since I called it out, it's taken all kinds of detours.
I don't think it was quite defined as well.
I wear Vineyard Vines and Vera Bradley, and my hair is blonde. What?
All I heard was Milton Bradley. I didn't hear the rest of it.
She said, we like Vera to make Bradley. Vines, and we do Milton Bradley.
Hey, y'all know Vine is done.
What?
You're done.
It's all about TikTok.
See.
Kesha.
Oh,
man.
Does anybody have anything to promote?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I was going to promote the death of all wealthy people. So the mass death of all billionaires, that would be something that I would promote. I would promote eating their corpses. Mm-hmm. And if you want to...
You know you just killed Oprah, right?
What's that?
No!
I think that, if it's all billionaires could go, yeah, we're gonna catch some good apples, but we're going to...
And you know you also just killed the show Billions on Showtime?
No!
Yep.
Not Billions. What will Paul Giamatti do? And the guy from Homeland, you know, Redhead Homeland. What's he gonna do? Even you can follow me. You can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly or follow me on Instagram at Shark Barkman. Aaron,
Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram. Also, come to World News Tonight at I.O. in Chicago at 8 and 10:30 on Saturdays. A lot of Hey Riddle Riddle fans have been coming, and it's really nice when you stay after and say hi, and we can talk to you. It's
and sometimes really cool. We're on stage doing scenes, and out in the audience, we see people wearing our merch, and it's so very cool. Exciting.
Yeah.
I will say, we've met a dozen or so fans afterwards. It's been phenomenal. If you come to the show and you stay after, please come up and say hi to us. I know recently I was there for like 20 minutes after a show and then went home. And then Aaron was like, are you still here? There's fans and they want to meet us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I headed home. So please.
Yeah. We recently had that family from DC. I think Sam was the dad's name.
We'll never remember the dad's name.
I remember. I'm a name doctor. But they flew from DC to see us, and they were so so nice. And it was
they
really,
were
really
so
cool.
Mad. They were like, we flew from DC, and you all were.
We
bad.
Were all there.
So yeah, if you're in the Chicago area, come to the show, hang out afterwards, bring $18. We'll let you touch Aaron's hair.
I'll let you cut my hair for $18.
You can follow me on social media at @AddleRafi. You can email the show if you have a Riddy or Puzzy you would like us to read on the air. You can email us at
hrrpodcast@gmail.com.
You can become a member of the Clue Crew by joining our Patreon. For only $5, you unlock...
Choo-choo!
Aaron, shut up.
I have no impulse control.
You can run train on the Clue Crew.
Oh, no.
Patreon.com.
Yeah, we're on Patreon, so come check it out. For $5, you get every single Friday we release a new bonus episode. It's about an hour long. It's like this, but a little bit different.
And a lot funnier because you have to pay for it.
Yeah, and you can't complain about us not doing many riddles. We're protecting ourselves, but still having fun. So check that out. I think that's about it. Aaron, in The Sims, I know that sometimes you would like build a house and make a family. And then a family would go out into the backyard, look up in the night sky, and they'd see a certain planet and say,
come down, Jupiter!
Hey, Riddle, Riddle. Created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Naboris.
That was a HeadGum podcast.